home is where the Blart is. When mall cop Paul Blart catches wind that the mall cop at the North Pole Elf Mall died under mysterious masturbation related circumstances, despite the fact that Paul knows he was engaging in semen retention, Paul Blart sets out to find the killer and exact his revenge, even if that means taking down the fat prince of gifts himself. Home is where the Blart, starring Kevin James, Andy McDowell, Brian Doyle Murray, and introducing Little Dinkle as Wonder the Jock Elf, premieres later this month exclusively on Hallmark Flickin' Free.
I'm Kevin James.
I'm Brian Doyle Murray.
And I'm Little Dinkle. And thank you, one and all, for tuning into yet another Opum-normal style episode of Stinkers. And don't let the door hit you on the way out, because that door is absolutely covered tip to taint in tetanus nails. And if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself afflicted with lockjaw of the ass of podcasts, where we talk about our biggest stinkers, aka the worst ideas we've ever had. How was that?
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Really good.
Thanks.
I particularly liked your reading of Opum Normal Style.
I liked how you couldn't say normal.
Yeah.
I really liked how you couldn't even say it.
I thought the way you made a choice to communicate the essence of what was being said was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I say something that maybe is going to help contextualize this? And also
is... careful.
Okay,
just
I'll tread lightly
carefully on this.
Also, you have to know that this is also my stinker.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is too fast, but it's going to inform a lot of
Slow down.
Warm me up a little. Warm me up.
I'm still soft as a rock.
Kiss my neck a little bit. Kiss my neck.
Yeah, please.
Jesus.
Please. Touch me, erogenous zones.
Yeah.
Give me erogenous a little love, at least.
Please.
Hello.
Please. Have that by erogenous.
Dinner first, at least. Could you imagine if I'm...
So, all right.
I'm ready now.
Okay, now that we're warmed up.
Yeah, I'm rock hard.
Today, just a mere hours ago, I got both my COVID and my flu vaccine. So I'm already feeling the effects of not Opum normal style, but that's not my stinker. I have a lot of stuff to do today and it's going to negatively affect, I think, every aspect of it.
You're also going to start experiencing extreme side effects like constant shaking, the things that, because you got the jab. So I'm just putting
you might
it out
even
there.
Be able to finally fucking dance.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I'm going to shake so much I'll be able to dance my little ass off.
And you are doing a live show tonight, huh?
And before that, I'm going to a concert, which I'm really excited about. But I think I might get really sweaty in like a sick way. But that's not my stinker. My stinker is I go to the place I go to for my doctor. It's like a very, I don't need to preface this, but basically – whenever I go to get a physical, they do like you can get a STD, STI like testing.
Yeah.
So I always do it. And they always ask if I want to do the rectal swab, which like I don't need to do. But I always say yes anyway, just because I'm like, why
not? Caroline?
Q-tip my asshole?
No, I Q-tip it myself, but today I couldn't find my butthole. Like, I tried to, like, I couldn't.
What are you talking
about? Why do you do the rectal swab if you don't need it?
I don't know, because they just offer it as a baseline, so I'm like,
where do you go to the doctor?
Every single time, they're like, hey, we have an optional rectal swab.
Yeah, well, James, some people are doing it different style.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying it sounds like you don't need to be doing
it. At this moment in time, I aspire to do a different style, but I'm doing it normal style at this time. So I don't need
normal style.
I'm up on normal style, so I don't need the butt stuff, but I feel weird being like, oh, no butt stuff for me, please, because it's just like included in the regulars.
You know, you don't have to say that, right? You don't have to say it like, no butt stuff for me, please.
No, that's the only way I can say it.
Nope,
it's part of the doctor.
Just say, oh, you know what? I actually, I don't think I need that.
Wrong.
Did you want to say, sorry, I'm not gay? Is that what's going on?
Well, I do that as soon as the first thing I do when I sit in my doctor's office. So it'd be kind of redundant if I did it like
that's a good point. You're always if you're not gay, the first thing you do when you get into the doctor's office is, hey, sorry, I'm not gay.
Yeah. Self-disclose.
And apologize for it.
Yeah, but so basically it took me about 5 minutes to find my butthole and then it like wouldn't go in and it was just like
tensed up in the embarrassment.
A tiny little Q-tip.
Now, when you were doing this, were you like presenting to the nurse?
No.
Like a sort of female in Lyoden, perhaps?
Or like a Westminster dog show?
Yeah.
I wish it was just more Lyoden
the glands.
I'm ready to receive.
I wish it was Lyoden style, but no, they just give you a little bag with a little piss cup and butt swab and send you to the bathroom.
So you're doing this in the bathroom. You're swabbing your asshole.
Yeah, well, you just kind of stick it in a little bit, but that was that was kind of hard for me. I did it eventually, but I think I did it wrong because it hurt. And but we'll see. I'll let you guys know next week about the results.
You definitely did it wrong if it hurt.
What's going to happen is you're going to come back with something because of the way you did it to yourself.
How I swabbed,
Yeah. They're going to be like, well, you were bleeding heavily.
Blooding. I also get my ass period now. Have I told you guys that?
Oh.
That starts in your 30s.
You're growing.
So. Yeah. That means your body's priming you for breeding.
Thank you.
You have body prime right now, basically.
You're primed to be filled.
Thank you, yes. Got a lot of exciting new original programming coming on to Butthole Prime.
Are you glad you waited on that?
Yeah. That I repeated the beginning of that twice so I could finish it.
I'll tell you right now, that shot, this is going to be the shot that kills you. I can tell. By the way your brain is working right now.
You can tell by the way your brain is working that you can talk and talk.
Oh. I know what song you were trying to do. But
I know.
It was so far away from it.
It was like she was just behind the beat.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
Look, I'm shy. I don't want to keep talking about myself. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, I can see you're getting shyer as we speak.
Oh, I'm so shy.
Okay, please. Well, come out.
No, come out.
Let's do something. Come on, we're having fun out here.
Stop. Oh, come out
no,
here.
Stop. No, we're all a little shy, but when we be brave together, then we get to be friends.
Exactly, and put the gun down, too.
No, I love my shy gun.
Put the gun down.
It's my shy gun.
That's not a shy gun.
No,
it's not like
when
big
when
daddy.
When the gun speaks to you, what are you putting in your ear to hear it?
A gun's mouth.
A gun's mouth?
The gun's mouth.
Okay, and what's the gun's mouth saying to you?
I'm shy.
No.
So you're pointing a gun into your ear to listen to it.
I'm shy.
How do you make it speak in your ear? Do you pull the trigger or does it just speak on its own?
I don't know. It's shy.
The gun's shy too.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I really feel like I just had like a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, well, brother. Well,
I gotta get my shot still.
James, do you have a stinker?
I think I do, yeah. It's tough because it's kind of been a week of stinkers in a way.
Oh.
And all of them are nothing that crazy. It's just one that I had. It's been a while since I've had like a commercial callback where it's for something in person. Hey, I'm an actor.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's one of those like you say one word type things.
Uh-huh.
So like you already are pissed that you're there.
Yeah.
Once you've done enough of them, it's like this is, and it's for no money. So I don't want to book it.
Oh, you're doing one of those free commercials?
Well, yeah, you get paid and come. So it's not totally free.
Worth it.
But it's just like the thing where it's like to the amount of like for what the amount of work this is going to be, it's not going to be worth. Like commercials are only worth it if you're making more money, I would say. Anyway, the long of this is I fully decided like, oh, it's only a 45-minute walk, so I'll walk to it.
Oh, no.
And it's also one of the worst walks. I just walked all the way down Flushing Avenue.
No.
It's a cold day, and yet I showed up completely drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
And that was a good look, I think, because when I walked in, they were like, okay.
Well, it's a choice. You at least came in with a choice.
Yeah. And when I got there, I was like, oh, where's the bathroom? We're like, we don't have one. So I really like that.
Okay. So this is really a bullshit commercial space.
Yeah. I won't say much more in case I book it. Yeah. In which case, I actually love it. And I love auditioning for these things.
Yeah.
But there is a certain point where I do, I really wish I was doing well enough that I could be like, I don't want to go out on these commercial auditions ever again.
Because mm-hmm.
They're such a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But and in other ways, I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Other ways, what's new with you?
In other ways.
I'm still a little sweaty. This was hours ago.
This was today.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was so juicily new.
It was today.
I didn't know that. That's You're still in it.
Yeah. I also love what I love about these ones where like you say one word and there's like nothing you can do really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is as soon as I leave those ones, I always go like, great, I'm really glad I came in today. I like become such a menace, like where I'm just like, this is awesome. I'm so freaking happy right now. I just become gross.
Troll vibe.
Troll vibes. But anyway, things are
And
really
you mean the opposite
otherwise.
Of what you said, right? Like you don't actually feel that way.
No, I feel awesome. Basically, I don't know about you guys, but every time I audition for anything, I'm always like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so what cool. I just did.
That's how that's I feel so cool. as well.
Wait, another small stinker is that I recently, I used to put sriracha on everything, but then sriracha left, like the Hoi Fong.
Sriracha left the building.
Hey, but I found a Japanese market by me that sells it, and I bought a giant bottle, and I put it on everything yesterday, and I've been shitting like crazy.
Of course you are.
James.
That's kind of a classic me, I would say.
Yeah, if you can't force it naturally with Little Caesars, you find another way to do it.
Well, Little Caesars, as we all know, is unfortunately no longer in the neighborhood.
So, well, good thing you have sriracha to cleanse your butthole.
You seem to have just gotten a little bit shy from that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Please don't.
Feeling a little shy ever since I talked about the sriracha.
Oh, don't be shy. There's nothing to be shy about.
It's okay.
I'm just shy.
No.
I don't want to be outside. I'm going to stay inside.
Are you sure?
I'm really sure. Sorry, don't mind me. I'm just jerking off.
No, what? That doesn't mean you're shy.
I'm shy. I'm jerking off. I'm too shy.
I'm sorry. That sounds really hard.
Don't mind. I'm just going to watch through the window.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, is it fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
I know. It's not good.
This seems not okay. There's something really wrong.
I didn't say it was okay what was happening. I'm not like supporting
That's not
it.
Okay with this character. Yeah, just
no.
Said. It's very men's retreat coded, if I can be perfectly honest.
Well, first of all, men's retreat doesn't condone public jerking off or anything like that.
Okay.
Doesn't condone.
Is there an official stance on it?
It's part of, considered an ethics violation. Code of law.
Is that written down somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, because we would actually love to see some of those rules.
You have to go to the retreat in order to, it's one, we only have one copy and it's written in shit. So I don't think we're going to be able to get that to you. It's not allowed to leave the men's retreat warehouse.
Okay.
We call the retreat center the men's retreat warehouse.
That's not right.
Sometimes just men's warehouse for short.
Mm.
Maggie, can you kind of help us here? Maybe take us out of this. Maybe take us out of this with your own stinker, because I feel trapped here in a way that I can never be released from.
All right. I'll come in with a couple. The first is that I'm going to, James, do an effort to relate to you.
Oh,
my. I'm going to bring an experience Caroline and I had in an attempt to relate to your culture, which is pizza.
Well, you went on essentially a women's retreat.
We went on women's retreat over the weekend.
I'm sorry. I don't condone that. I'm sorry.
Understood.
Finish what you're saying, but I do have to get that out there.
Understood. Yeah,
thank you for being honest.
Thank you for being honest. And I will say that we spent $160 on Domino's. And
you know that's with deals and coupons.
That's with
the, of course, but you're only buying coupon items.
Unfortunately, they're only allowing one coupon at a time.
This sounds like a shit ass Domino's.
It was delicious.
It was awesome.
We ate it for breakfast as well.
Of course. That's what you do when you go to the house.
But, you know, that's going to leave you with a certain feeling, sure. It's sort of an emotional hangover of I ate Domino's a lot of this weekend.
And also the physical sort of hangover of hydrogenated oils leaving your asshole.
Yeah.
It lubes everything up real nice on the inside. Old Slick Willy, they call it, sort of, so to speak, when you shit that way.
Tough to hear that.
That was really upsetting for
tough
me
personally. To hear Old Slick Willy. Tough to get those words together and out of your
That just wasn't
mouth.
Right. Yeah.
It was easy for me.
Yeah, and that
was a little too easy.
Yeah.
I've had Domino's before.
Well,
I know the shits. They're unique. Yeah. They're Slick Willies.
And every time this group goes somewhere, we're always like, one night we're going to go out. Absolutely, without fail, every time at 4 p.m., we're like, so we're going to get high and not leave, right? That's sort of what the vibe is.
1,000 times better.
And so...
for like a going away together.
Yeah, it's the best. But we did... there are not many options in Big Bear for delivery.
Yeah.
So the food scenario was... It was three nights of cursed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say it got increasingly cursed as the night went on.
Yeah. I woke up on the last night thinking I had food poisoning from the Thai place.
Oh, you did?
But you ate Thai food in Big Bear.
It was really bad.
Yeah. Well, because we thought, and here's the thing. This is where, looking back, this everything is obviously a gift and a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, someone was like, I'm just saying, I know it might sound crazy, but maybe we do Domino's again. And I think some of us were like, we couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And looking back, we could have done that.
We should have.
It would have been more trustworthy, more healthy.
Responsible. Yeah.
There's something so scary, though, about dipping back into the well the same weekend on Domino's. Like, is such uncharted territory.
Yeah. And I will say, it does feel like this group of women is often charting new territories. Yeah.
Well, you guys always bring a big bag of diapers, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I saw the photos. It looked like a fun time. Did you guys have a good time minus the food?
No.
Death?
No, it was awful. It was awful.
Okay. So it's just interesting because you're kind of confirming what I assumed because based on what, when you hear women's retreat,
think when you hear women's retreat?
I assume you do something where you sync up your cycles and you all free flow while sitting sort of cross-legged in a circle.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you sort of share your blood with each other or something.
In a
like
way,
that.
You are
sort of like
right.
Female style.
We created a game that was that.
A game?
I believe that Caroline and I brought to the group a challenge based out of Horny Club.
Out of our sickness.
And we had one night, everyone beforehand was tasked with choosing three people. The goal was to see if there was someone that we could all find hot and be horny for.
But hot in a way that it's like horny for. Because some people be like, oh, this person's attractive.
Like,
but
hot. Like
no desire.
Yeah.
But no desire to F.
And it was really beautiful to see all different kinds of people across your screen, you know.
And animals.
There was animals. There was cartoons. There was.
Did Caroline share the first animal?
No, I didn't share. Shocking animals.
No. But there was some. It was tough.
Video game characters, politicians.
Politicians, all kinds.
Name, without saying obviously who said it or anything, name what you feel is one of the most cursed things shared. Or is that too much to even say?
It's hard.
What's for you, one of the most cursed?
I would say there was a video game character presented who looked so not okay that.
What was wrong with the character?
I don't know how to describe it. It was just like
was it Parappa
the rapper?
He was smooth.
Yeah, no, he was all smooth.
Everything was smooth.
And then one that a lot of people got upset by, but I was one of the two people.
And
to
I can.
Vote
and
for,
this is really upsetting to hear you bring this up.
Is New Jersey's own hero Cory Booker?
What? What the? Are you serious?
I am 100% pro Cory Booker. I would have sex with him any day.
I think he's also completely smooth down there.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it's like he has. I think he has a soft penis.
I think he just has smooth area.
Smooth area.
I think he has a smooth SA. Special area.
Yeah. SSA, smooth special area.
Karen's getting really mad.
I'm really pissed. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, so that was, honestly, the stinker was witnessing someone present Cory Booker in this.
No, that was a highlight.
No.
I will say, though, just to give some more context, at the end of all of this, our house statistician, did a count of like who was like the least horny and the most horny, aka who voted for the most people. Who said no to the most. So, and I'm surprised to know when Maggie and I were tied for the two horniest people there, where we said yes to almost everybody.
And James, I swear to God,
I'm almost like upset that it met out truthfully that way.
Yeah.
Like I assumed like, no, there's no way it actually happened. And it happened.
And we were both trying to be good. We were both trying to.
I had the narrative in my mind that I was like, way to go. You're showing some restraint out here.
Yeah, same.
You're not saying yes to everyone.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Nevertheless, she persisted. That's right.
Can I say something to both of you guys?
Please.
I think it's happening. It's starting for me. The COVID. The sickness is really, it's really hitting in a way that like,
I'm
starting to feel, I'm going to step away for a second just to take more ibuprofen, but I still actually feel fine, but I'm just letting you know that, my sanity is going to slowly start, trickling away.
All right. We have some stuff we have to talk about real quick on the pod while you're going to
you
get
take a break.
Anyway.
I'm going to be gone. I can't hear anything if I don't have my headphones.
Oh, we know that.
We know that.
It's good. Don't worry. It's good.
We have to talk without you.
Yeah. I'm going to be actually seriously steamed out of my fucking gourd if this is something.
No, it won't. It's not what you think. It's something else.
It's something so different.
It's something else.
You just broke your headphones while doing a bit. For some reason, you're holding your headphones as if you're in like a recording booth.
Yeah. I'm trying to reattach. Whatever.
Okay. She's still sort of, she broke it real bad, actually.
And also, the one that broke the first time is not the one
that's
broken.
It's not the one that she's showing us that looks more broken. Yeah. So both sides are, okay. All right, she's gone.
Yeah.
All right, Maggie.
Yeah.
First of all, Caroline's naked bottom half again.
And didn't mention it, didn't try and cover it.
And she does, and unfortunately does look like she's been doing more and more of her female jelking exercises.
Well, and I was going to say we were in the hot tub over the weekend and it seemed to be something floating in the
oh
water.
My God.
And
like as if it's like a lure or something. Like
yeah. And so I kind of went to grab it and she went, "Yow!" You know, in that way she does. Mm-hmm. And
you must have thought she was doing a bit or something at first.
Right. And so I said, no, let's just get this bug out. And I could feel what, she moved as I pulled, you know, obviously, because it's attached to her. She's been stretching her downstairs. And here she's coming back. So let's
just
be cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so talk about something else now.
Hey.
Nothing. We were just talking about sort of all, you know, the stuff we're working on ourselves.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's okay.
Yep.
We were talking about how sort of your female jokings got out of control. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We don't have to talk about it.
You guys suck.
I'm just letting you know. I'm eating a couple gummies because it can't hurt. You know what I mean?
And you wanted to let us know that? You felt that was something important to let us know?
Yeah, in case you think that it's gross. I'm eating on the podcast.
These shots are hitting your brain so fast and so hard.
Unbelievable. You have meatloaf for brain.
Yeah. Your brain has turned into
it's just
dried
cold
ground
meat.
Beef.
That's it's what so... you think meatloaf is? Meatloaf is wet.
No, I'm saying this one's dried out.
Dry.
Yeah. Then don't call it meatloaf. Don't call it a comeback.
It could be bad meatloaf. I've had bad meatloaf. It's dry. It's crumbly.
I would love you know that bad meatloaf is still meatloaf, right?
No.
What do you think it is once it becomes dry?
Mm. Oh, astronaut ice cream.
What the fuck was any of that?
No,
astronaut.
You dissociated. And then you went, like you, because you're eating this fucking gummy. Also, eating it like you've never eaten food before. Like,
yeah. I also am like,
oh my God.
I'm just going to say, I have to be really careful because I feel I'm letting it catch.
Are you worried you're catching it from her?
I'm like, Caroline and I are so close that sometimes it's like, when you're close, like if one of you feels, it's like we have to be really on guard,
well,
James.
And you were just because, on the weekend, this weekend.
Yes, we sync, cycle synced, yeah. And I feel the sickness.
Mm-hmm. That's good though, because that means that you don't have to get the flu or COVID booster, because if you feel it, you'll catch my antibodies.
That's true.
That's how
your antibodies are pretty loose, I guess, like sort of floating around.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if anyone, listener, this is for you guys. You may not have noticed, but we don't have a guest this week. You might not have noticed.
You maybe haven't noticed up until now because we were doing our normal stuff that there isn't, excuse me, a fourth person here.
Yeah, you probably even at one point were like, I could have sworn I heard a fourth voice sort of chiming in a lot. And no, you didn't. You're crazy.
You didn't. Mm-hmm. You didn't. You might have the sickness too.
Yeah.
But there is no guest.
Mm-hmm. But there is no guest.
Exactly.
Good job, Caroline. That was good. That was a good job.
Interesting about that is that it's just us three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to have to, at some point, enter
the tank.
The tank.
Before we do that, really quickly, can I tell you guys something new that I'm doing?
Please.
It has to do with Liaden.
That's not new.
I said in the chat, Caroline is playing Liaden.
Yeah,
I can
click
fucking
and click, and we fucking knew what you were doing.
It's so sick the way you are.
No,
I mean it. And I worry.
Okay, before I wasn't playing Liaden, I had to send my boss slacked me and I had to respond to him. But now I'm playing Liaden because what I'm doing now is you can have bugs and you can train the bugs.
I don't know why you think sharing that with us is going to be enough to change how we feel. You think because there's bugs... we are going to be down with Liaden now.
I don't know what attracts people to the culture, but I just want...
I do. Pedophilia.
Wow.
If you're not into that, then you can get into the bugs. You can collect different kind of bugs. They're rare bugs. They can battle. And you can even breed the bugs, but it's hard to find the same species.
You can breed the bugs.
Mm-hmm. But it has to be the same species.
Wow, you really are right.
You're
for
a
breeding,
pervert.
Aren't you? You're a pervert. You are a pervert. One of time's greatest perverts is who you are.
Thank you. This anyway, I just so wanted to share to that hear. With to get your guys' support and love, which I have received and I've heard, and I thank you both for. And now I'm actually ready to go into Piss Tank if you guys want.
Yeah. Why don't we get in there?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Chef. I am Terry, and I'm here because I have something really exciting to share with you. You seem like someone who likes to have fun. Is that right, you two?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I actually do like to have fun. You clocked me on that one.
Well, and that's because what I have is something that is based in fun.
I'm sorry, is this your first time talking in front of other people?
No, I just got my tetanus shot. And took Ozempic
say no more.
Before coming in, so I
for the first Ozempic? Time.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to make tetanus shot in Ozempic.
I know that, but don't worry, I've taken ibuprofen.
You're fine. You're
bit and by my dog.
So I'm. Please don't refer to the dog bite that I have on my leg. That's not bleeding. Part of what my pitch is about.
Looks very fresh.
It is. And it's a dog that did me wrong, but that's not what this is about. What this is about is
don't get me started.
Cowabunga. This is a company. Buy vibes for vibes. The vibes are good, and these vibes are cows. We have some of the best lab-grown, free-ranging, government-funded, independently raised cows on the market. And what these cows are doing...
Sorry, did you say government-funded, independently raised?
Yeah, that's right. Government-funded...
I just want to make sure. I'm having so much trouble following what you're saying. I just wanted to make
sure. It is in both the private and public spheres.
Beautiful.
Which is the target place to live on a business world.
Okay.
Cowabunga is... These cows are bred to bring good vibes. Okay? They will be able... to enter.
You just sound so unsure of yourself. I just want to make sure you need a second. Yeah.
Sorry. My dog bite is bleeding.
You said you didn't want to bring it up, but it is bleeding.
Please stop referring to it.
And it's throbbing. It's sort of pulsating.
Please stop referring to it. And if you want to pulsate with good vibes and good rhythms, baby, get yourself a cowabunga. They come locked and loaded with basically...
Again, you're doing this thing that where
you're
sort
of
looking around the room.
It up. Yeah, as you're talking right now.
Looking for something to say.
A full cargo suit where every pocket brings a new good vibe. Valium, a Bluetooth stereo, Diet Coke.
I feel like you should have led with this
part. Candy. Condoms, vibrator, anyone? Okay. And that is what Cowabunga specializes in. You bring a Cowabunga cow into your home, you won't regret it because everyone's getting filled.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow, so that was really good.
I just want to say something that really resonated with me was when you said, vibrator, anyone? And so I just wanted to really thank you for that because I feel
you felt connected to that piece.
I felt when you said that, I was like, this person gets it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that.
I agree.
And so if I am understanding correctly, cowabunga is a cow that's wearing clothes, and the clothes are mostly pockets, and the pockets are filled with things.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
But the things are fun and they bring good vibes to any room they enter. So you better bring one of these cows to your next function because then everyone's going to be having a better time.
So it's like an event-based cow is what we're saying?
Event-based cow. It's an event. It's a vibes-forward event-based cow.
Wow.
Oh, vibes-forward.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's really making me think.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that.
Cowabunga.
Oh, wow. Right. I just want to say, when you said cowabunga right now like that, that really resonated with me.
Resonated with me as well.
Resonated with me.
It's so nice to know about resonating with two beautiful individuals that
Please don't talk about our attractiveness.
You
please
are.
You're not allowed to make me horny.
I couldn't possibly.
Let me just say,
I'm sorry,
right,
I couldn't
first
possibly.
And foremost, first and foremost,
you're making me dribble. Come on.
These bodies in front of me are some of the most fuckable bodies I've ever
Stop.
Seen.
Stop. Please. Yeah.
Miss.
You're losing a lot of blood.
Miss, please.
Okay, well, thank you. This is a really good idea.
I'll scoot out.
Speaking of good ideas, hi, sharks. It's me.
Oh, you were just a shark on the panel, weren't you? You have your own idea?
No, sorry. I should be clear. Full disclosure, the shark on the panel is still sitting next to you, and that is a guy who is not my twin, but looks a lot like my twin.
Okay. You look identical.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I believe men as well. Thank you.
And thank you, sharks, for saying that. My name is Patrick Jeans, and I just want to say, first and foremost, it's an honor to be here. If we could have a moment of silence for the troops. Thank you.
I just want to say that I was silent, but that wasn't because I was adhering to the moment of silence.
Okay, and I heard you laugh too at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that too. So I'm just gonna let you know.
That was interesting.
I'm just gonna say right now, I hope you don't like my idea.
Okay, I'm back in.
Looks like he's pulling up a script or something to read from.
We're all familiar with Tubi, the American over-the-top content platform and ad-supported streaming service owned by Fox Corporation since 2020. The service was launched on April 1st, 2014, and is based in Los Angeles, California. But what if I told you Tubi could be even better? Sharks, welcome to the future. The future is Tubi Fruity. Tubi Fruity is the first ever Tubi where every single show that is on Tubi and movie that is on Tubi will now feature the likeness of Little Richard.
Yeah.
The guy who sang Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti! Tutti Frutti! Like that, you know? So now, finally, you can watch Bad Girls Club with a little dose of Little Richard. And perhaps Blue Mountain State featuring Little Richard. But what if I told you that the Tubi original The Engagement Dress now also features Little Richard? That's it. We just sort of throw Little Richard into random scenes. And he just dances. And that's it. And it makes it better because now Little Richard's in it. Tubi Fruity. All righty.
I love this idea.
Thank you.
When you say you throw Little Richard into the different movies and TV shows, are you reshooting the entire thing with the original cast, or is it like CGI imposed in there? Like, how does that working?
It's like gluing a sort of GIF on top of the movie.
Okay, so it looks bad.
It's a lot lower res. We're not reshooting anything.
And you're using real glue?
Shark, no. We're using digital
technology.
Don't
touch me.
Please don't touch. And please don't also, touch can don't you touch wipe us. Your, you have
Let
spit.
Let me just feel your arm skin.
No, you have.
Sorry, Shark, there's something on your arm skin I have to touch.
It's rough. I have keratosis pilaris, okay? Whatever.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, please get your hand off.
Please stop touching her.
Well, now I know what it feels like.
Get.
And now you know what it feels like to touch the creator of Tubi Fruity. Please stop yelling at me like I'm a dog.
Get out of here. Get.
All right, sharks. I know when I'm being asked to leave.
Stay.
Stay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sharks, but I'm
okay.
Good boy.
Sharks. Let me just say right now, I should apologize. I did not pee on the wee-wee pad. Yeah, I've sort of done a little bit of a letting, unrelated. We've completely lost track of what's going on here, myself included.
I know exactly what's going on.
I want to thank you for your time. Tubi Fruity will be featuring the likeness of Little Richard. And it's not for sale.
Thank you.
And it's not for sale? Sorry.
And it's not for sale.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Okay, thank you. Wow.
Hi, sharks. I have an idea.
Hey, Bestie.
Yeah, it's me, Bestie. I have a really seriously bestie style idea for you
all
guys.
Right, go bestie mode.
And it's not even an idea. I would say it's more of a business. So, so we all know about glasses, right? The two little nasty things you wear on your face.
I already am so upset.
Well, what's the biggest complaint everyone has about glasses?
I don't know if people really have a complaint about
exactly
glasses.
They're too big. So with glasses small, we make extremely small glasses for your face. With glasses,
the business is called Glasses Small.
Yes, thank you for respecting the pause in there. With glasses small, your glasses are guaranteed.
Oh, bestie.
I just noticed that you have like a sort of shot sticking out of your arm.
Yeah, no worries. With glasses small, your glasses are guaranteed to be 75% smaller than glasses.
Only 75%? That's not even that. I feel like they make glasses that size.
75% smaller. Not 75%. They're 75% smaller. So yeah, they're gonna
understand.
They're gonna be a quarter the size, roughly. Well, basically, actually, a lot of complaints have been that the glasses we're selling.
I just want to say that, bestie, I really like you because I feel that I'm getting a peek behind the curtain of what it must be like when I present in the tank.
Yeah.
And it's something different. It is like, yeah, but bestie, please continue.
Yeah, thank bestie, you. Keep go on.
So the last thing I have to say is that a lot of people have been complaining because this business already exists that we just for glasses small, we just took American Girl doll glasses and rebranded them.
They're complaining, is that because that's what you did?
I want to address the rumors, and the rumors are, as always, correct. Hmm. None of our glasses have.
Why are you saying this with pride?
None of our glasses have frames in them, or, you know, the glass lenses. All right. Sorry, I just threw up over myself. So yeah, I'm going to.
Here's a spit rag.
No, I don't need it. I need to go.
Use this wee wee.
No.
No, no. The wee wee.
Let me wipe you.
Okay, please. I'll be wiped.
Please,
thank you.
Let me wipe you.
I'll hose you down. You do the wipe.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Strip. There we go.
Did the crack?
That's right.
Okay. Well, wife.
Do you want a swab?
Let's dry
to...
you off. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just do a rectal swab, that would
I'll
make
rectal
me feel
swab.
Better.
Yeah.
Thank what you. Is going on with your arm? Jeez.
It's shells.
Do you
I have shells
I touch
on
it.
My... Yeah, there's seashells.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
you're
you,
all
yeah.
wiped. You're all cleaned up.
Bye, besties.
That's interesting. I thought she was bestie.
I don't know, but I loved what she did.
I'm worried
about what
that
middle guy said.
Yeah, he had some stuff to say for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maggie, who is your favorite?
If I had to say, my favorite was the dog that bit that woman.
Oh, yeah. That dog was really good business idea.
Good business
idea. Really good business idea is biting.
That dog's starting a business probably now, you know? I got a taste.
Yeah.
I got a taste. Now here I come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, I could to be that young again.
To be that young.
Oh, to be that young.
To be that young.
Chicken to be, to be,
chicken
to
be.
My name is Kid Rock.
All right, you two bestie girls.
Bestie girls.
Bestie.
This episode has been interesting, I will say.
Yeah, I think it's been one of, I would say, the most Chris
things
ever.
That's just factual. It's been interesting. Yeah. And I want to leave the audience and you, James, with one last person that was presented as a hottie.
Mm. Is this going to make me scream?
Well, I just think it'll be a nice thing, a nice piece of information for us all to, a little nugget for us to leave here mm-hmm. thinking about.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just, before you even say it, let me just say, I really respect you two.
Thank you.
No need.
But I am saying thank you, but no thank you for that.
You reject it.
I reject it.
Thank you.
So when you're walking away tonight and you're thinking, what is my, oh, do I want sex? Don't I want sex? Who do I want sex with?
Sort of typical thoughts, yeah.
The normal stuff you're thinking before you drift off into dreamland.
Open normal style.
Think about the fact that someone out there presented to a group of other adults, famed character actor, New York City theater actor and playwright, Eric Bogosian.
What?
And I
what is going on?
And that's something we can't answer for you.
Yeah.
But we're glad to have you with us.
This is the most disturbing way we've ended the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Let it go. Let it sink.
Stinkers.